We go to Sydney. Steve Price is with us once again. Morning on this Monday. Morning to you, Steve.
G'day there, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well. John Howard kicking off no campaign on same-sex marriage.
Yeah, look, the postal vote for this same-sex marriage survey go out tomorrow, Tuesday. People start getting their letter from the Bureau of Statistics, and the result of this will be known sometime around the first week of November. The former Prime Minister John Howard is firmly in the no camp. He addressed a Liberal Party meeting in Sydney yesterday. This is a direct quote from him, "I believe there's a conflict here between those seeking the right of same-sex marriage and the rights of the child, and I believe the right of the child to have a mother and a father should be preserved." Now, that came on the same day that the current Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, attended a Yes rally at another Liberal Party, National Party function, and he said that he and his wife, Lucy, will definitely be voting yes. He respects the right of everybody and their right to have the say, but he's always believed in same-sex marriage, and that's how he is going to vote. A lot of people suggesting this is a done deal, Larry. I'm not quite sure it is as clear-cut as what everybody thinks. I think it's going to be much, much closer. The yes vote will probably prevail, but I think the no vote is very, very strong. And a lot of people who are thinking about voting no are doing so because they're a bit upset and a bit angry about the way the yes campaign's been so aggressive.
Okay, and it's non-binding, isn't it, Steve? As I understand it, the polls are, what, about 75% in favour, aren't they? Is that right?
Yeah, and you're right, it's non-binding. So what will happen is, but no parliament could ignore the voice of the Australian people. I mean, if Australian people say that they want to have same-sex marriage, it will go to a conscience vote in the parliament. So the politicians will then have their say, which is what everyone says should happen anyway. But look, I think Australian people should have a say, and we'll see what happens.
And New Zealand Labor leader Jacinda Ardern is going to commit to taking the Manus Island refugees?
Yeah, I read that and I was very puzzled as to how she could actually make that an issue in your election campaign, given that Australia has very clearly, and Immigration Minister Peter Dutton in particular, made it clear when this came up earlier that there is no way that Australia would do a deal with New Zealand to let these Manus Island refugees go to New Zealand. I mean, the Australian argument is that it would again open up the people smuggling trade. If people think they can get to New Zealand by attempting to get to Australia, it makes sense that people smugglers will have their business back and running, because people would absolutely take that risk. There's only men on Manus Island, and interestingly, people in New Zealand should know that last week there was a court case in Australia, settled out of court, that awarded $70 million to these refugees on Manus Island, which works out at about $35,000 a head. They sued the Australian government and actually had an out-of-court settlement. So no matter what she says, those refugees weren't going anywhere near your country.
Thank you for that, Steve. That is Steve Price from Sydney.